I want to finish out with the three other papers on anti-HER2 therapy. Lisa, can you kind of go through that on pertuzumab and DDM1?
Yeah, which I think actually is going to inform some of this conversation. So the first, Karen Gelman presented a phase 2 trial of trastuzumab and pertuzumab in, again, HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer that is trastuzumab resistance. The argument being that pertuzumab, another monoclonal antibody, however, it binds the heterodimerization domain, so a different place than trastuzumab, and has shown synergy in preclinical studies with trastuzumab. This design required HER2 positivity, progressive disease during trastuzumab as the most recent therapy for the patients, and good cardiac function. They can have had up to 4 prior lines of therapy, and it was a pretty straightforward every 3-week administration of the pertuzumab, and then either every 3-week or weekly. I think it was physician's choice for the trastuzumab. They treated 66 patients, a fairly typical group of patients. Half were hormone receptor positive, half were negative. They did see diarrhea, fatigue, and some nausea and rashes as their main toxicity. They did not see a substantial amount of cardiac toxicity. That's just a few EF declines. Response rates were quite reasonable for this group of patients. They saw an 8% CR rate and 16% PR rate, so 24% response, and then a 50% clinical benefit rate is defined as either response or prolonged disease stabilization with a progression-free survival of 24 weeks. Now, interestingly, they comment that most of the responders that they saw were patients that previously had been prolonged responders to trastuzumab as a single biologic. And so this particular combination is actually being studied in a, I believe, largely European phase 3 trial. That's a chemotherapy. It's a docetaxel trastuzumab with or without pertuzumab study that's ongoing in metastatic.
Is that the Cleopatra?
First line, that's Cleopatra. That's right. But again, does not address the lapatinib question that now Dr. O'Shaughnessy's study would have raised for us. What would happen? What would be the benefit of, if you're going to combine with trastuzumab in the trastuzumab-resistant setting, do you do better with a small molecule on the inside of the membrane or a different antibody at the heterodimerization domain?